two or three of those minks, and I think that skin of that mink, they'd kill them and take that skin off them and dry them. Mm-hmm. That's where they would have mink coats.
Mm-hmm. With the chickens, did you ever have a little sort of a box-like thing for keeping the mother hen and the babies?
Mm-hmm. A little coop.
Uh-huh.
You'd have a small coop. Mm-hmm. Keep the mother hen and the little babies. And sometimes there'd be a old cat be lingering around that coop, and the little baby stick their head out through that wire, and that cat would catch his head and chew it off.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest to fool her?
I didn't understand it.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
I guess a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have those glass eggs they'd put in the nest to fool them.
Mm-hmm.
And the possums would go in that nest too and eat those eggs, little possums. And there are a lot of them out here. I found a little bitty baby possum about that long out here in my rose bed one day. You see, pack them in a pouch, those, the mother possums would. They'd have about 14 or 15 of them, and they'd have a sack they'd pack them in. And I guess maybe they'd get to cutting up or kicking around and drop them or fall out.
Mm-hmm.
And one fell out here in my flower bed, and there was a girl here visiting me, and her grandfather was crazy about possums, and she took that possum home, and she reared it, I think, about a month or so, but it finally died. I think they nurse on the mother's milk, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I don't even think they remember those little animals.
Say, if you had a really good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of
china.
Uh-huh. What about an egg made out of that? You'd call it a
nest egg, huh?
But it'd be made out of china. You'd call it a
china egg.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
setting hen.
Uh-huh. What about when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this?
Wishbone.
Any stories about that?
Superstitions? Oh, yes. Uh-huh, yes. You take that wishbone and you take one end, I take one end, and we pull it and
mm-hmm.
break it. And when you break it, you make a wish. And that wish, they say, would come true, but I've never had any of them to come
true. For
both
people?
Huh?
For both people?
I guess so, honey. I've never had too much time for such as that. We've had to work all of our lives. We've just had to work. We didn't have no time to sit around and play.
A fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave cows overnight for milking, you'd call that a...
Wouldn't you call that a pasture?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them. I had a cow, but I didn't have no cow pen. I had a friend who had lived out in the country, and I told him I'd give him the first calf to that cow if he'd keep her out there on his pasture. And he did. And the first, her first breed would be was a little heifer.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to him. And then, of course, then we could milk her. Now, not we, but my husband would, because I wouldn't get out there, the big eyes. And you know, and I'd be out in that yard washing, and my cow would walk up to me. It was just a pet. And that cow, I'd be out there rubbing on the washboard, and that cow would come and rub his head up against me. And he had such big eyes, I was afraid of him. But I never did. I'd always pet him in here, pet him, pet him. But I don't have no, they're too, I'm afraid of their horns.
Mm-hmm.
That horn, and if you do something, maybe they don't like
it. Yeah.